better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw big shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
We're brought to hear they might be giants too. Much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule. Wait to cart this off.
It's 91.5 WMFO Medford. How you doing? And you are tuned to 91.5 WMFO Medford, 9 o'clock, 9:04 actually, to be precise. And you're on the town with Mikey D. It happens here each and every Wednesday from 9 to midnight as we bring you 3 hours of the best gosh darn local music on the planet. No, that's not hyperbolic. I mean it, on the planet. And let's face it, I won't lie. I still to this day, think that Boston has the best local music scene on the planet. Enough said. Okay, so we're going to kick things in. It is Valentine's Day, which is one of the reasons why I'm here, because pretty much everybody called and said, Nobody can make it. I'm surprised that I was able to make it. Nobody's here. Place is a ghost town. So I'm going to play some of my favorite sort of like anti-Valentine's Day songs. I mean, there's a little bit of sentiment involved, but not so much. So we'll start things off tonight on the Town, giving you the best local music. If you want to give us a call, it's 855-915-WMFO. Or you can hit us up on the Instant Messenger or whatever the heck that thing is. And if you know what my Facebook is, you can reach out to me on the Facebook. Right now, here's the Cave Dogs. This is Love Grenade, 91.5 WMFO. You're on the Town with Mikey D. 91.5 WMFO Medford. Oh, yeah. A Heart Can Burn. Yeah, what about Naomi featuring Allie Frost? There's a track called A Heart Can Burn. Yeah. We also heard the I Want You in there from going back to their 2012 album called Ocean State. That's an EP that they put out a while back ago. And that's a track called Love Is Such a Real Thing. Crayons and Locusts gave us Love Goes Down the Drain. And we started things off with the Cave Dogs and Love Grenade going back to 1992. It is almost 9:30. You are tuned to 91.5 WMFO Medford. You're on the town with Mikey D. My name is Joel. And I don't often host the show. I know it feels like I've been hosting the show a couple of times. Honestly, if I'm lucky, I might host the show maybe once or twice a year. But, it is Valentine's Day. And, some people want to stay home and do things. Some people want to go out and do things. Are you looking for love this Valentine's Day? Well, that's just too bad. Anyway, on Friday, February 16th, Apple Jam Productions is putting on their annual Valentine's Day cover show. Come on down to the Crane Room at 8 p.m. to see some amazing Tufts musical acts. The event is for Tufts students only, so if you're not a Tufts student, you are SFOL. Speaking of love and apples, did you know there was an old wives' tale in New England that if a young woman peeled an apple in one strip and tossed it over her shoulder, the letter it formed on the floor would be the initial of her future husband? Yeah. When I tried it, my apple spelled out WMFO. And that's a public service announcement from Apple Jam Productions and your friends here at 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah. And right now, let's carry on with something. I swear to God, this is one of my favorite singers in Boston. Her name is Linda Viennes. She can literally sing the phone book and melt your soul. This is from the Asa Brebner tribute album called I Am Not Gone. And this is called Shelter of Your Love. 91.5 WMFO Medford. You're on the town with Mikey D. And my name is Joel. That's right. It is, honestly. 91.5 WMFO, you're on the town.
You had
91.5 WMFO Medford. Yeah, Andrew Gillis giving us I Don't Need You No More. That's a single that you put out on Red on Red Records a couple of years ago. Also in there, latest from Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys with Keep My Head. And Linda Viens started us off with Shelter of Your Love from the Asa Brebner tribute album called I Am Not Gone. You are tuned to 91.5 WMFO on the Sound with Mikey D. I'm going to be with you here until midnight, and we've got not one, but two studio guests today. We have Nikki Panic, and we have Steve Jurassic from the band The Teardowns, and they're going to both be here in the studio talking about how much they love Valentine's Day. Yeah, don't we all? You know what else we love? Teenage girls and free cocaine all night long. Here's the Tenafly Vipers who are going to sing all about that. That's right. Here they are. 91.5 WMFO on the Sound with Mikey D. Come on now. Go ahead and play. There we go.
Let's go!
It's 91.5 WMFO Medford. You're on The Sound with Mikey D. It happens here each and every Wednesday, giving you the best gosh darn local music on the planet. Because, yeah, on the planet. We just heard Stop Calling Me Frank with My Baby is an Axe Murderer from the State of Wisconsin. And hey, aren't we all? 10 to 5 Vipers gave us Teenage Girls and Free Cocaine All Night Long. And I've got a couple of people here in the studio. We've got Steve Jurassi.
Hey, Joel. Great to see you tonight.
From the Teardowns. And we got Nikki Panic. From Nikki Panic.
Hello.
Hey, pull that mic over towards you.
There we go.
No, pull the other mic towards you.
Oh, the other mic.
Yeah.
Other mics.
We got so many mics.
Too many mics.
Too many mics. So, gentlemen, folks, how are you?
You know, Valentine's Day, there's no other place I'd rather be is right here on the air with you, dissing the spoon about music and anything else.
Well, you know, the thing is, I love the music scene here. I absolutely do. I've always done. And, you know, the thing about the scene, as I'm sure you agree, is that it never ceases to stop reinventing itself and being awesome.
Absolutely.
So awesome. So you've got a new EP out, and you've got something new out, right, as well, right?
I'm just working on some home recordings right now, but also trying to put together a compilation of short stories in the meantime. Just trying to keep myself busy, keep the shakes away.
Now, what would be causing those? Are you shaking all over?
Oh, my. If I'm awake, it's a problem.
Well, you know, that's usually a problem.
That's usually how it goes.
Anyway, so you're in the Teardowns.
In the Teardowns, yeah.
Before I get into it, I just wanted to thank you specifically. You know, there was like during the whole COVID thing, you know, we had a dearth of local music to choose from, you know, because we didn't have the library here. Because we were all stuck in our homes. So, you know, and people like you and others, you all sent me stuff.
Absolutely.
You gave us stuff to play, new music to play, and, you know, so the Teardowns were a very big part of that.
Well, Joel, and you were awesome to have us in here. We had a great night playing live here, and we were able to reduce some of those songs over the last year or so, and people are going, hey, you know, we love that live version of your tune. I'm like, live version? Oh, yeah, we cut it
live
with Joel.
Live version? Holy crap, man, who knew that?
But no, it was great.
So, let's see. Tell me your... Okay, since we are talking about Valentine's Day, tell me your worst VD experience.
Yeah. Oh, that VD. So Valentine's Day, many years ago, the flowers just died before I could even bring them in the house. So I had to go back. I had to go back to the cemetery, Joel, and get some fresh ones.
Well, they got them.
You know, all you have to do to get free flowers is to put like a little fake gravestone at the end of your driveway with some child that just died, and they just leave you a whole bunch of flowers. You don't have to buy them.
You're way ahead of me, my man.
I mean, you know, some people kind of complain that they're all like wreaths and stuff, but you know what the heck? The flowers are flowers. It's a thought. It's a thought.
I don't have any Valentine's Day stories that I could say on the air, but there was a trick. Speaking of dead children, there was a trick I had for a while, where the Stop and Shop in my hometown had a no questions asked return policy, so you didn't need a receipt. You just bring it in. You can get store credit or cash in hand. So I used to go to where they kept the most expensive diapers, and I would grab a couple of those and bring it to the info desk and look as sad as I possibly could and just say, I don't need these anymore.
Oh.
At least you didn't use them first before you brought them back.
No, I just used the money for illicit substance.
I don't think they can take them back if they're used.
No, well, it was still sealed.
It has to be sealed.
I only took Once a couple for up. Scientific purposes, but
Scientific purposes.
It's all for science.
Well, I have one VD story. I mean, one day I got chlamydia so bad. Oh, sorry.
the other one.
No, seriously. I was in college. I'll tell you, getting it was fun. Having it was not fun. I had to play a gig, and this is the 80s, so like the people still were in the skin tight spandex thing. And one of my testicles was swollen to the size of a grapefruit.
Hello.
Hello.
Gazamba melon.
I'll never forget it. That is my best VD story, and I'm sticking with it. So who wants to we're kind of doing like an anti Valentine's song day. Who wants to go first?
Yeah, man, what are you thinking?
Actually, the first song I have on the docket is called Three Valentines.
There you go.
So it's sort of like a It's not a ballad, but it's about murder, so I figured it's the same
what?
Thing. Three Valentines.
Three Valentines.
It's romantic.
It better be.
It better be romantic.
Well, you know what we'll do is we'll get off the bridge here, and we'll just do it live.
Ooh.
I could make a quote, but that would entail the F-bomb, and I'm not allowed. You know, I said it all before I got on the mic. I got it all out of my system.
I try.
I do. I really want, there's a big reason why I don't host the show, and that is honestly it. So okay, so Nikki Panic is gonna take the mic and the guitar and smash it over people's heads.
Woo! Is that coming through?
Yeah, yep, yep. Right. And what is this called? This is called Three Valentines.
Three Valentines.
Wait a second. I'm having a tough time spelling your name. Holy crap. Okay. here we go. Three Valentines with Nikki Panic. You're on the town with Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO.
And a diamond ring. Her name's Rebecca, and that's her Jane. Then there's the fella, but I went and forgot his name. A burnt rope and a busted chair. Two bullets and a dented lipstick tin. Just wait until the morning paper's in. What a sin. I don't need a doctor, it's too late for priests. Go get the bottle, I said no police. And don't talk, and just turn your head. Tried to warn them, they knew the price. Just keep it moving, and that's my advice. We did all that we could, and that's good. Go home and kiss your wife. Go live your life. Sweet baby rutabaga pie, I love you.
So, yeah. So tell me what inspired that tune?
I don't know. I always liked music from the 1930s because it sounded like aliens made it. It doesn't make any sense in context. So
you're like the 21st century Leon Redbone.
Yeah, I should be so lucky. No. It was a challenge too. I didn't know if I. That's very different from the usual style of music I write, so I wanted to see if I could come up with something like that. So,
sure.
Yeah, and make mine murder.
That's it. You want to do another one, or do you want to take it on, Steve?
I'll take one here. I'll take one, yeah.
Do it up.
All right, so Steve, what do you got?
So this is called Night Sky Rider. It's on the upcoming EP, Coming From Your Blind Spot. And this
Oh,
is...
yeah, that's right. We have it here.
Oh, awesome. And yeah, this is a song about, we were talking earlier about just doing songs for ourselves and things that we love. And this is really about people doing art for art's sake. And hey, what if someone heard it someday and liked it too on top of it? So it's kind of about getting art out there and someone's skywriting at night and then the full moon comes up and holy cow, you can actually see
something. It's a night sky rider.
Night sky rider. So it's called Night Sky Rider.
All right, take it away.
Skywriting at night, black lines drawn across the sky. Pleasure's all mine,
rapid way, like skywriting at night. Fog clears your mirror, so much hot air. Blank lines stare back, getting clearer, just like skywriting at night. Blank lines drawn across the sky, pleasures are mine. Never, never, never notice the passage of time. Close your eyes, rainbows surround. Open your eyes, vibrations astound. Close your ears, listen around. Renew my love, send in the hounds. Eyebrows raised, noses in the air. Dark sky obscures, something's up there. Just like skywriting at night, black lines drawn across the sky. If it's all mine, never, never, never notice the passage of time. Skywriting at night, blank lines drawn across the sky. If it's all mine, never, never, never notice the passage of time.
Yeah. All right. You're on the Town with Mikey D. It's about 10 o'clock, and you are tuned to 91.5 WMFO Medford. We've got Steve Gerasi, and we've got Nikki Panic here, doing some singing, doing some talking.
Hanging out, doing the thing. Having a good time.
So Steve, you know, after all these releases with the Teardowns, why a solo album now?
We were talking in the other room. I asked the guys last summer who's available to come in, and everyone was off on different ways for the summertime. So I happened to, Dave Westner was available, and it was fantastic to work
with
Dave.
He's a good guy, yeah. He's a really good
guy.
And
we just got in there, and we just cranked through in like half session and a half, two sessions. He played his ass off with his drums and bass.
Oh, man, he is such a great drummer. Do you remember, he had a band called Fred's Bowling Ball. You know, this is back when people came up with great names for bands.
And we cranked it out. Yeah, and so that was kind of how, but it's great because the Teardowns, we're also in the studio now with Dave.
Right, yeah.
We're finishing off an EP, and the guys are great. We play some of these, my original songs, with the band too, so it's all good. So I'm super lucky there.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Usually there's a dour story like, well, you know, I was in rehearsal and I just couldn't work with these people anymore. And I had to do something. I had to go on a spiritual journey, and these songs represent the spiritual journey that I was on while I left the band, because the band sucks. I'm so glad it wasn't that story.
Yeah, but let's talk next week, because, you know, things change so quickly.
Yeah, so Dave Westner is over at Woolly Mammoth, or is he still there, right?
Yeah, that's where.